Good evening and welcome to Susan Boyle's Live. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you breaking news. Hello, I'm Teddy Ride.
And I'm Andy Berger.
Breaking news from Barnard Star Station tonight as a huge warship has entered the system. The ship is of Imperial design, but it's thought to be owned by the Kronos Corporation. Many fighters and ships from both sides took up position and a large engagement is taking place.
The ship has made contact with Barnard Star Station and demands have been made to hand over the suspect in a Yankee Doodle presidential assassination. Although no charges have been made against the suspect, Kronos are taking matters into their own hands. We now cross over to our war correspondent, Richie Haas. Richie, can you tell us what's going on now?
So that's when I said the safe word. As you can hear behind me, the battle has been raging hard for several hours now. Both sides have taken many casualties. Thingamy, a crew member aboard the Adam Fringe, was the first confirmed death after falling into a missile tube and being launched headfirst into the Imperial cruiser. The battle appears to be coming closer to us now. I can see...
We appear to have lost Richie there. In today's other war news, as the battle rages, there was some delight for some of the station's smaller occupants, as the notorious pirate Hans Whippy brought his ice cream ship into town. After feeding the station with snacks, he responded to a distress call, taking out four ships with his legendary Scooball maneuver, before being melted by a laser beam and then exploded into hundreds and thousands. Mr. Whippy is to receive the 99 medal with an extra flake and the ribbon of the Raspberry Ripple.
The planet Stroudsbury has lost its space station tonight along with 1,200 of its occupants. A large mathematical miscalculation led to the station being revved up at over 10,000 revs per minute. Eyewitness reports say station staff were thrown to the wall, with some punching through into outer space. The station then flew off its orbital plane, eventually crashing into an asteroid some several hundred kilometres away. It's not thought there are any survivors from this incident.
Even the war couldn't cancel this month's most anticipated event. In the Thargoid and Ferdalance, the mood was one of celebration, with Galactic Talk like a leasty day going ahead as planned. The whole day devoted to the nerds and geeks of the galaxy as a whole. The guest leasty speaker, Jock Twangler, gave a message, but our soundman fell asleep, so no recordings were available.
Now it's over to Shot McShufter with the sports news.
Thanks, Randy. Barnard Star Barnacles were in action today in the Galactic Champions League, taking on Castor Comrades. The match turned into a symbolic loss for Barnard Star due to the high luminosity in the surface of the Castor. The Castor team had been warned prior to this match that the light from their territory system has been known to blind players and spectators alike, but GIFA are yet to make any firm rulings on the matter. The light was an advantage which Castor took maximum use of, hitting 22 goals in the first half with all three suns in the eyes of the Barnacles. In the second half, played after 2/3 sunset, Castor parked the Cobra, letting in only a single goal from Noxious Arse. Nox now holds a record tally of 9 goals for the season so far. Final score, Castor 22, Barnacles 1. The Galaxy World Cup Final was played early this week with Ridecart taking the honours, beating Dizzle by 3-1. Ridecart star player Willy Dicker, he will be out for the rest of the season after jumping for a header and colliding with a passing asteroid. The annual Five Empires Cup of Roughball started today with a win for the Imperials over the Alliance. The Imperial team is highly favoured to win the competition, but with this year's being the first year that the Cup has been played without edged weapons on the pitch, fans are hopeful of the Federation's first win in 60 years. The ruling on edged weapons came after the death rate hit 200 last year for the first time in the sport's history. Organizers of the popular game decided that too many people were getting killed. The game attracts quite a following in many systems. The new rules, however, failed to stop the death of one flying quarterhalf whose head was removed with a plasma fruit slicer and kicked through the upright for a 5-point conversion. Fans were worried that the new rules would lead to low-scoring games, but with the Imperials winning when they kicked Alliance player Scott Hiscock 55 yards yards downfield to score the winning touch try, the Imperial fans went home happy. The final score, Imperial 42, Alliance 24. The Federation take on Independence, and Alliance are away to Old Worlds next week. Back to you in the studio, Teddy.
Thank you, Chuck. Now over to our new weather girl with all the traffic and weather reports, it's Chesty O'Cleavage.
Hi everyone. Well, the main Barnard Star space lane is still covered with debris, and with the ongoing war, it would be best to avoid travelling at all. But if you must venture outside, we suggest taking the A69 and the G6I into Planetary Highway. It's a hard route, but you want to bang around the back of all this trouble right now. A large tailback has been reported in the Slough system after a ship carrying radioactives fly dumped in the wrong area. Jack Ulate, the pilot of the freighter, survived the accident with minor injuries. He is described as being a little deaf in one ear. The hearing in his other 5 ears is said to be perfectly fine. People are advised, if you want to dump in Slough, to take the B4 around the problem and dump as normal. Weather for today is mostly dry on Birmingham World, which comes as a relief after the latest series of methane storms. These storms have been said to originate from Barnard Star Station, but meteorologists cannot confirm or deny these reports. Residents of Birmingham World are being advised not to drink the green water and wear thunderwear suits at all times. In the inner system, a period of intense snow meteorites will move south overnight, possibly covering Barnard Station. The only time 4 inches can keep this woman in bed all day. In the outer system, the corrosive nebula continues to stretch beyond the system and is now causing major problems in the neighbouring system. Barnard Star Met Office have issued a red gas warning. If that's anything like what I've heard about yellow snow, then I recommend not eating it.
Thank you, Chesty. That's all from BS Tonight. I'm Teddy Ride.
And I'm Randy Berger.